warm us up. That's right. Pasuk says, Yosef tells So the Shiloh here, so what does it mean that Yaakov was saying that Ephraim and Menashe should be like Reuben and Shimon, like two Shvatim? What does that mean exactly? Does it mean that is it Achmina Gabi Nachla or not? Rashi says that, right? Rashi says, Achmina Gabi Shvatim. Yeah, so that Rashi says that, in other words, Shita's Rashi is that Lagabe, the Chalukas Aretz, there's no Nafkamina. Because a bigger Shevet got more. A smaller Shevet got less. So Mela, Lerav Tabra Nachlasa, Rashi says, it means a bigger Shevet gets a bigger Chelek and Eretzol to divide up. So what's the Nafkamina, Lagabe? That Reuben and Shimon are considered separate Shvatim. Rashi says Nafkamina is where they're called Shvatim. They have a shem, a separate shem as a shevet. The Rabban argues, and he says, "In Cain, the Rabban over here, in Cain, ain't a bechayil Yosef eling in a kavod b'vad shirik u'banav shvatim." That was the guy's bechayil Yosef. He has two sons that are both called shvatim. They have a shem shevet. They're not gemin al ma'isa. But bechayra, he says, the pasuk is mashal nachla, mashal nafkemina, gavi nachla. All the new kids that we're born, Yikaru Banachalasim. It's not Nafkamil Gabi Yerusha. And the Gemara says in Haris, the Gemara picks up on that pasuk, L'nachla k'sheisim, L'vim Hashem, L'vod Abrachim. And also, the Gemara in Babasra, in Yesh Nerchlin, says that Yosef was considered B'char L'nachla. Yeah, it was a Bechar L'Nachla. So if you tell me that there's no Nafkamina in how big of his Chelek in Eretz Yisrael he gets, then what does it mean, what makes him a Bechar L'Nachla? Furthermore, the Pasuk of Yom also says, Nitna Bechar Yosai, L'Bnei Yosef, Ben Yisrael. So therefore the Ramban says that there's Nafkamina, not just Lagabe being called two shvatim, Nafkamina Lagabe Nachla, and that's Rashi. That's what the Ramban says. That the Ramban sheet is that Eretz Yisrael was divided in 12 equal parts, and each shevet got an equal chelik. So male a shevet that had more children, and each one ended up getting more, but it was divided in 12 equal parts. So now that Reuven, now that Ephraim and Menashe are Keruvim v'Shimon, so now the pshat is that Yosef actually gets a double chelik because his shevet gets two chalakim. That's mamish mishnayim. What?
What do you mean that? You look at the map of the shvatim and the stuff like that. They're not all equally sized.
It's not just totally. No, it's not just totally in. It's also totally in echus.
Oh, monetary value.
That's right. Yeah. Now, so chayra. It's Shtukapel and Rashi. So where's the Pishnayim over here? Where did Yosef get his Pishnayim? Yosef goes to B'chol and Achla. Where's he get his Pishnayim? So you could say that the Pshat is that it's Rambam and Rashi. Well, when the Pasuk says it, Hine Asatucha Shchem Echad Halachecha. So Shailah, what does it mean Shchem Echad? It means extra portions. Rashi says Shchem Mamish. Shechem Echa means the city of Shechem. Yaakov Inu gave Yosef the city of Shechem. Says Rashi, that Wahiti l'cha chelik echa yiseira alachecha. Right? So Rashi talking sound like he's bavaring the Rabban's question. The Rabban has a problem. That how is Yosef of Bechal Nachla? If as far as the mice of the Yerusha doesn't make a difference, it's just the shame, 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 Teretz is Rashi himself, when it says Shechem Echa Achecha, Rashi says it means the city of Shechem, and that is the Chelek Yisera Achecha Al-Khara, that's the Chelek of the Bechara. Now, Mamasin, like we said, this is really a bigger Shiloh. L'gabe, how Eretz Yisrael was divided. And the Shiloh is really how to read the Pasuk, L'rav Tarba Nachlasai Ulema Tamid. Right? The Pasuk says, L'rav Tarba Ulema Tamid. So Rabban Sarashi learns, what does that mean? That means that going on each shevet, a larger shevet gets a bigger chelik, a shevet, a small chelik gets a small chelik. Rabban learns it means when you're subdividing it into the bate office, into the families, then you divide it kafi, the amount of people. But the initial division of Eretz Yisrael, 12 parts, is 12 equal parts. And Bamison, this Machlekes Rashi and Rabban, you have it already. Not ready. You'll have it again in Parash Pinchas in the Parash of Nachla. There also you have there's a Arichas over there in Rashi and the Ramban. And the Ramban asks from the Gemara that says that it wasn't a Schalkel Kaf the Gavra. And moreover, he says he has a problem with Rashi because we find that the Bnei Yosef came complaining to Yeshua that they don't have enough, that their chelik is not big enough. Yeshua tells them, "Okay, go be kaivish, go be kaivish, extra stuff on your own, right?" And he said, "Maduah nesatli nachla gairel echad v'chevel echad v'ani amrav." Yeah, what Yeshua tell them? Lecha yara, yeah, brasucha shama eretz aprizia arfayim. Go find something. Go be kaivish extra stuff. The question is, according to Rashi, anyway, it's going to feed the amount of people. Right. So you have to say the Kharpi Rashi.
It's feed the amount who goes to Mitzrayim. At that time, it was decided. When Moshe divided up
the Nachla, it was whether it was Yeretz Mitzrayim or Bayaretz. Right? The pasuk in Yeshua is not taking sides.
No,
so you have to answer for Rashi that the pshat is that there were the complaint was that there were more kids that were under 20 and it wasn't cheshbon nisla for them. The Meila, that's what Yosef had a time. And if you care, if any man says the Maya Sinu, the Gemara is mash like him, but he says that the Sefri is mash like Rashi. The Sefri says, Magid shloin ischalk aretz elo kol lechol shevi v'shevi lefi mashahu. That's mashma. That's totally each shevet how big that shevet was. Okay, that's an arichas nirban in Pinchas. And over here a little bit, the shaila is a very fundamental shaila. How the Eretz Yisrael divided? It was divided in 12 equal parts. Each shevet had to subdivided to feed the amount of people in each family, or the Chatchila, there were unequal parts of like Rashi, and the Shaila is Pasha had a Taish of the Pasuk L'Rav Tarba L'Mat Tamid, and the Nafkamin is L'Gabi also what was the Taina of the Bnei Yosef. Okay, now that means like this: the problem over here with Yaakov Vinu, he took away the Bechor from Reuven. And he gave it to Yosef. Right? Problem is, it says, "Lo yuchal vaker as ben ahuva, al pnei ben aslu habachar." Right? Is a fairish lav? Well, we'll see in a minute if it's a lav or just mitzias. There's a halacha that you can't. The bachar has to get pishnayim, and you can't. Even though he loves the wife of the pasha more than the one of the bechor, still the bechor gets bishnayim. Ki loy mish bechor, ki reish ayin loy mish bechor. So ma'isan, and that's a halacha of liuchul levaker. The machlok is Rambam and the Ramban. Pashtis, is it pshat? Is there an iser to be mevaker? that for the father to say the bechor, that someone else pashri abishnayim, not the bechor, or it's just the metzias, they can't do it. You can't do it. Not that it's us to do it. So the Rambam does not count in the minyan mitzvahs the lo yuchel levakir, and the Ramban does count it. In the mitzvahs of Shochan and Rav, right? The Ramban, at the end of the day of mitzvahs, there's a whole list of mitzvahs that the Rambam allegedly, so to speak, forgot to count. Mitzvah Shochan and Rav. And the Ramban says, Shenimnanu b'hanchileinu abonim mahaver abochayim b'naben agodol el yaser echov. Avol nanchul ha'yisayi pishnayim k'mishlo b'chayim. And the Parah says, L'yuchul v'akir. Says the Ramban, Shal Taimer Shlo Oilam Eim Beze Isser Elo Shehu Din Midinei Hanachlus Sheyul Medenu Hakasuv. Maybe just telling me halacha, just like the Torah tells me that a daughter doesn't get Yerusha, right? The Torah is a Seder Hanachlus, so it's a Seder Yuchel Vakir. Just telling me that you can't do it. Right, so then no. Sheni yachol lahab yerusha mimenu al karach yirish pishnayim. Shebeemes no. Yesh kan esis. You could have said, "It's just telling mitzvah." Torah says you can't do it. Mitzvah is the bechor gets pishnayim, and the father doesn't have the kayak to say a different one gets pishnayim. You just can't do it. Leyuchal. Not that it's also to do it. You just can't do it. But he says, "Man, no." I'm telling you here, I hold that it's Sershim. Amr Abba Maisai. Ish Plaini Bini, Bechar, Lo Yirish Bishnaim, or Shahamar, Yika Chapashit Imma Bechar Bishava. Yeah, Avar Alam Zeh. And Mela, so he says, with name it Niniyasai, Shemanasa Atari Masas Kane, Donu Boy, Kimas Namash Nasabatayra. So the Gemara says that someone that tries to play around with the Yerusha of the Bechor, it's called Mash Chasim Atayr. Yeah? Mukham Malkim Avraham the Rechman. It's called Mash Chasim Atayr because it's awesome. Male is Mash Chasim Atayr, and tonight is not Kayim. Well, and it says Rabban Vayter, if you say in a Bechor that he's not a Bechor, you're also Iver. And doing anything to try to get it, the Bechor Shun Yashin Bishnayim, you're over on the level of Yuchel Vakir.
Could it work?
No, it doesn't work either, myself. But you're over this.
Suppose it didn't have the law.
But it's not like you're saying it's Mashmash Matar, male doesn't work. Because since the Torah says also do it, male doesn't work as being Master. He says, The Sfri says, remember that Sfri at the end. You would think maybe it's only can't do it, but if you did it, it's chal. Right? The Sfri, no. Says Rabban. It doesn't say lo yivaker. Right? Doesn't say lo yivaker shouldn't do it. It said lo yuchel levaker. So there's an extra joshua that not only it's us to do it, but even if he did, it's not chal. Lo yuchel, he can't do it. But it's not just he can't, it's also an issa. The Baal Meir is an issa and also that's not chal.
But we don't say that by lo yuchel shalom for yamah.
Well, there it's a metzias. What do you mean? What? That it shouldn't be chal?
There we say it works, it's just an issa.
Okay, it's a good question. Why do we say it? We're saying Leyuchel. It's pretty saying Leyuchel means you can't do it. It's not Chal. So why do we say the same thing by Leyuchel Shalva? So the truth of the matter is, there is a Sugi in Temura, but Mechoyz by Avrav, we say, Yav Mahani Na. The Torah says not to do something, does that mean that it's not Chal? Temura brings down Leyuchel Shalva. So there, I think the Gemara says, even if you hold that Yavid, the reason why it works over here is because it says Kol Yomo. Kol Yomo B'Amayi D'Hechzer. I think there's extra Josh that says Kol Yomo. The Yuchel Shalcha Kol Yomo, which means that Kol Yomo B'Amayi D'Hechzer. It means it is Chal. Could be. I think based on the Gemara Tumur, I think it would answer your question. Because there it says Kol Yomo. It's an ongoing thing. The Kol must be that it was Chal. That's a good question. Now, l'chayra, you can say in the Rambam, right? So the Rambam, so why does the Rambam count it? So Pashtus, the Rambam holds what the Ramban was coming off okay. Man was coming off okay that it's just an Isser. It's just that it's not Chalba, it's not an Isser. Man has to explain no to an Isser. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds, why is it counting the minyan of mitzvahs? Because he's saying it's just a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, it does not count the minyan of mitzvahs. Now, the Ketzais asks on the Ramban from Gemara. Gemara Babasa Kuflamet. Amarov, my time of Yechim and Braika. And Yechim Braika's Shita is that a person on his when he's a Shchiv Mara, he could decide, he could play around with Yerusha. He could divide his property the way he wants to divide it. And the Gemara said, "By the time the Rechem Brach, it says, 'V'hoi b'yom mechilas banav, hatayr nasna reshus la'ab lahanchel chomeshit, v'hoi b'yom mechilas banav.' On his deathbed, he could be manchel. B'yom mechilah, he could be manchel. Amar Abaya, amayuchal vake nafka. Meaning, says Rishban, it says by the chel b'char any achlu, layuchal vake michlal the chel pshitos yachlu l'shanes." Right? Again, Gemara says, what's the mark of Rebbech and Breich? That you could decide who should get more, who should get less. Because it says, that he could be, he's being manchel as bana when he dies. In fact, Gemara, we should learn now from Lichel Vaker, the Chel Bechayra, Leuchel. But the Chel Pashid, you could. So when you're passing, you're by mechila, you're going after luchal baker. In fact, the tzai is going to Ramban that luchal baker is an iser. Luchal baker is an iser. So meila, what's the raya? What's the raya that you could do the chel pashit? Luchal baker, there's no iser in chel pashit. But who said that it's chal? Oh, so Chayre, if we see in the Ramban that there's a problem, Mas Mashmas of Taira, the man says, Mas Mashmas of Taira, that itself will be a reason why it's not Chal. So then, once we say that there's no Isser, the Mela, Mela's Gim Chal also. So, Akapanim, back, Nasal Yanenu. Yeah? Bein Lefi the Ramban. Bein lefi the Rambam, yeah. Lefi the Rambam is saying you can't be mevaker, yeah. Lefi the Rambam is telling you it's also to be mevaker, yeah. You can't take chel bechor away from the bechor. The question is, how is Yaakov Avinu allowed to take away, or how could he, and how is he allowed to take away the bechor, the chel bechor from Reuven, and give it to Yosef? Oh, so Fi Rashi, it's not Shver. Because Fi Rashi, right? He didn't take away the Pishnayin. He just made him a separate, another Shevet. Right? He made him an extra Shevet. He had the cover of two Shvatim. But there was no, he didn't take away the Pishnayin. Chameila, Fi Rashi, the Chor is the Kash, not Shver. Well, Fi the Ramban. Fidr Ramban that was actually negated to the Chel Bechor in Yerusha. So Fidr Ramban, we have a problem. How was Yaakov Avinu allowed to take away the Bechor from Reuven and give it to Yosef? Oh. So Teret Tamima is Dan de Shaila. And he has a few possible shlugs up, and then he had some that he likes. So he might have said that maybe, since the Navi says that Reuven was Cholal Yitzui Aviv, right? That's in the Pasuk in the Vayam that the Ramban quoted before, says that the reason is because Shecholal Yitzui Aviv was a Lashon Pasuk. Why the Nachus? The pasuk is in the Miriam. Anyway, it says because he was Machal. So the question is, would that be grounds? Yeah, would that be a reason that Yaakov Avinu could take it away from Reuven and give it to Yosef? But he says the Torah to him, Mechtes, you know, the pasuk is mashma. That's why Yaakov did it. Yaakov took away the Bechor from Reuven, gave it to Yosef because he was Chil Yitzur Yavah, right? But Shaila, is that work? Just because you know you got in the fight with your Bechor doesn't mean you're allowed to take away the Bechor. Even if he didn't have a so on. He's the Bechor. He gets Mishnayim. But right, you have to say that to take it away from him. Oh, now
maybe because Yosef. No, the
Yilu
Yichlavakers, even when they're from two separate wives?
Yeah, of course. And then the Pasuk's with my dad. The Chorben is a snore and a huva. The Pasuk where it says Yichlavakers, took with two separate wives. Now, maybe he tries another svar. That maybe Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't given yet. Mamela to Shaila Bechor. Yeah? And Ein Bechor Roy, Noita Baroy Kemuchsuk. The loch is that a Bechor does not get Pishnayim in something which is called Roy. Meaning, a Bechor gets Pishnayim whatever the father has right now. When he dies, whatever he has gets Pishnayim. Let's say the father's owed $100,000. Someone borrowed money from him. Yeah? Yeah? He's owed money. A Chayim. That's called Roy. So the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim in the Chayim because the father, it says, Bechor Sheimotze, the Pasuk says. That's what the father has it right now. The fact that the money that's coming in, there's no Pishnayim. So Mele, you could say, so Mele over here also, Yaakovinu, there's no Din Pishnayim over there. There's no Din Bechor over here. He doesn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. But he says, we pass Ganagna, we pass Eretz Yisrael, it's Muzik to the office already. So Mele, there is a problem of Pishnayim. He does get Pishnayim. Says Tarat Mima like this. There's an interesting Rabban, very interesting Rabban in Kiseitse, when it says Lichul Vaker as Ben Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnua Bechor. Al Pnei. What does Al Pnei mean? Says the Rabban that Al Pnei means when he's alive. Because we find, when we see that Al Pnei means when he's alive, Pasuk says by that Eliezer took over from Aaron Al Pnei Aaron Avim. It says, yeah, he became the Kohen Gadol when Aaron was still alive. Because it says Al Pnei Terach. The Ramban says Al Pnei has a connotation. Says the Ramban that the person is alive. So when it says LeYuchel Avaker as Ben Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnua. Yeah? Says the Ramban, that's dafka when the Bechor is alive. When the Bechor is dead, so even though his kids get the Pishnayim, right, that was also Tzlofchot, right? The kids get the Pishnayim, but then there's no Issa of Luchel Vaker. Luchel Vaker is dafka when the Bechor is alive. So Mela, Zogt Teret Mima, that that Yosef got the Bechor, this is Yosef got Pishnayim, that's only in, not, no, that wasn't in all the Yaakov's Nechosim that Yaakov had now. The Nechosim that Yaakov had now, that the sons Yarshin, then Reuven is going to get Pishnayim. But we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, when are they getting Eretz Yisrael? They're getting it a couple hundred years down the road. Yeah? The Mela, at that point, Reuven is already dead. So Mela, there's no problem of, that's not called Al Pnei. Because in other words, when the chalais of taking it away from Reuven, giving to Yosef, when that actually happens, that Reuven's already dead. So Mela, see, even though Bashas the Havar Reuven was alive, but since it's not a gay right now, we're not talking about the Yerusha now. If it's talking about the Yerusha now, it's a problem. We say, no, whatever Yaakov Inu had, that is very interesting, right? It comes out. Reuven got Pishnayim, he said. We're talking about only the Chalil and Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole fight of Rabban and Rashi, the God began to Chalil and Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's only God began Eretz Yisrael. God Eretz Yisrael, since they're not getting it right now, so Mela, the Chalois of the taking away the Bechayr is only the God began, that's only the Gaya afterwards, and then it's not Hal Panei, the Mela is no Isser of Lichul Vakir.
So it is right?
What?
I
don't know if
you can split
through
this
and
right.
It's the same thing. So, he's saying that Manav Shach.
Yeah.
If
it's not right.
If we're saying it's not right, because it's Muchzah, it shows Muchzah to. I'm going about that. Yeah, it shows Muchzah to the office. So then, Vivai is saying it's not right. It should also be a problem. It should be a problem about Alpenay.
He has a chus in that being.
What?
He has a chus. It's a chus that goes. The Rush is a chus. It's not you're actually getting the Nachal now.
Yeah. So, but it's not considered Roy. That's not true. It's not considered Roy because it's very Muxa. It's a Muxa Tiravis. It's not right. They haven't. Right? But
Ruben's not getting it.
But since Lamais is not getting it now, so it's not a problem of Pade. Oh, here's that. It's Mukhlikrab. It's not right. It's not something that when Yaakov is giving it to them, it's not something that he doesn't have. Right? Well, Mike's not giving it to them now. Sorry, he's not giving it to them now. They're not getting it now. Yeah, he's not giving it to them now.
They have to
go conquer Eretz Yisrael, they have to divide it. He's not giving it to them now. He's not giving it to them now.
No, it's not.
It's not right. No, he's giving it to them.
He doesn't own it right now.
What?
He doesn't own it right now.
No, but what do you mean? But it's something that's right to the father. Something the father doesn't have is not in Pishnai. Mm-hmm. But here the father has it.
He doesn't have it.
He does. Yaakov has it. It's mostly to the office. Yaakov has it. But Yaakov is not giving it to him until later. Yaakov is not giving it to them until later. So Mela, it's not considered Roy because he has it. And but Lagabe will Yuchel Vaker Pnei as Pnei Ben Aslo Bechor. It's not called since when you're giving it to them. Reuven's already dead. There's no problem of Yuchel Vaker. That's the answer.
When Avram went through the fields, he wouldn't let his animals eat grass because it's not his yet. Same thing, it's not his.
So, again, but Mara says it's Mukhsa, so what does it mean it's Mukhsa to office?
They have a right in the future.
What?
Once they conquer it.
So it could be that's not, it should be considered right.
What?
It could be that's not, it should be considered right. They have something right, it's not right. Tell.
So I.
What? Huh?
It's the
Zechus Teretz
as well.
No, I'm saying it's Mokhsa today. It's not Dabashalayim. Okay. So this is in Dagen the Pesukim. Pasuk Miram says, Uvachaloloi Yitzue Yov. This is the Pasuk I was looking for before. Nitna Bechairasa El Bnei Yais. Uvachaloloi Yitzue Yov. Nitna b'chayrasa b'nei Yosef. Yeah? So, question is, It should say Nimchas LeYosef. Why Bnei Yosef? Why Bnei Yosef? Teretz is, because the pasuk is being meram is, there's no problem with Leyuchel Avaker. Why? Because since his if will be given to Yosef, then that's al pnei. Then Reuven's still alive. If it's been given to Yosef himself, the Bishnayim, then Reuven's still alive. You have a problem with Yichalvaker al pnei ben Uva Bachar. Reuven's still alive. But since it's not being given to Yosef himself, it's a bnei Yosef. Mamela. Therefore, it's not a problem of Luchel Vakir, that's the Mahalach of Teret Amiba. Okay. Now, Minyal Inyan is interesting. This Ramban has an Afkamina, Agabi, Shai Lachel Maisa, which came up with the Marit. Maisa Shahaya. A guy had two children, a Bechor and a Pashit. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was Bechor, Shimon was a Pashit. Reuven died, and he had a son, Levi. After that, the father died. So what was left? A grandson and a son, Levi, the son of Reuven, grandson. Levi, the son of Reuven, the grandson of the father. And Shimon. Yeah. Now, the father wrote a tzava that she chalgu kol nichseis vaynai. Everything should be 50-50. They should divide everything equally. Okay. So what? Right? Yeah. We have Reuven and Shimon brothers. Levi, the son of Reuven. Reuven's a bechor. So that's a Levi, the son of Reuven, should get bishnai. What did the father say? They want, they should divide everything equal. Zach Marit, that he can't do that. Luchel Vaker. Why? Because Reuven's the Bechor. So his son gets the Pishnayim. He said before, the Yerush also gets the Pishnayim. So that's a Marit Paschim. Yeah? Zay Paschim Marit.
Going to
Ryaman. One second. What?
Going to
Ryaman. Going to Ramban. I'll pray. That's what he's going to say. So, made like this. He says, he writes further. Either Aiden, the father said it, Bashas Misa, right? So even though we say, we pass a Berchim and Braika, that says, Tar Nin Rishus La'av, Lahan Chalchol Misha Yirtza. Yeah? So let's say the father did that. He's Mechal on when it was Shchibra. He it wasn't just that Sabo he wrote 20 years before he died. Yeah? On his deathbed, where we passed the Rechim and Braika, you could decide who should get what. Abazak Marit, it's not gonna work. Why? That's only Lagabe the Chelik of the Pashit. But the chelik of the Bechor, we say liuchel avaker. Even Berachim Breika says you can play with Yerusha. It means you can decide the Yankel should get five times more than Beryl. Yeah, but the Bechor Reuven still has to get his Pishnayim. That is a lot of liuchel avaker. That Berachim Breika doesn't hold. You can go against that. So Mel says Marit. Says Marit. Therefore, there's no way. And therefore, Levi, the son of Reuven, gets his Pishnayim no matter what. Okay? Now, Frederick Tzayis, in one second, he says, Marit, forgot a Ramban. Marit's Pshat, he's a Farish against the Ramban. His mom is class in the Ramban. Right? When the father wrote his Tzavah, that he wants to get, that they should get equal, he wants to take away the Pishnayim from Reuven slash Levi, and give it, and it should be divided equally with him and Shimon. Right? Was Reuven alive then? No, Reuven died first. So there's no Alpanei. Fetik says that according to Ramban, that the only time is Israel Yichol Baker is only when the son is alive, when the Bechor is alive. The Bechor is dead, there's no Yichol Baker. M.K. Fetik says, L'chayr Marit, Hatfazen, Mefesh Ramban. Okay. Now, the God by the Ikakasha of Havaris Nachla, as we said, one teretz from Teret Tamima, that since the Chayil B'chayra is Nogeya only when and in the Chluk of Eretz Yisrael, and that already Ruvein is dead, Meil is not Pnei. The Rechaim HaKadosh has different mahalach. He says like this. Because even though Hared, obviously the whole question is only based on the Anocha that the Ovis kept called Tara Kul. Right? Hared is before Matan Tara. The Luchel Bakr, there was no dinner Luchel Bakr before Matan Tara. Elamai, obviously, the question presupposes what we all know, that the Ovis kept called Tara Kul. The males of Darchaim Kaddish, the Nis they kept called Tara Kul. Right? It was Mataris and Mitzvahs. They weren't Mechuyim. Mamela, and this Bamazin, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, right? For Nefesh HaChaim, the Nefesh HaChaim says, well, one of the truths of how Yaakov Marivinu managed their Achayas, right? Everyone asks. He kept calling Ptura, I managed their Achayas. And a lot of truths were said in that Kasha. I think I once made a Chayas, but seven, maybe it's more. One second. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, Yaakov Avinu saw that B'sharash Nishmasai, right, it was wrong, he had to marry Rachel and Leah. Right? So Meila, the Meila says Nefesh HaChaim, so Meila, since they were Mechuyiv to keep the Torah, El Mai doing it als Enim Suvayisa. No, if it's Enim Suvayisa, then you can make Cheshbainis. Then you can make Cheshbainis. It's better not to keep the Torah, right? Well, that's when you're not Mitzvah. He says, but once you're Mitzvah, then you can make Cheshbainis. Okay? You can't say, oh, I'll daven better if I make my chunas for davening, I'll daven at 11, and I'll have better davening. That's what he's coming to say over there. Yeah? Right? Once the Torah was given, then you can't make Cheshbainis and say, oh, it's better for me to do it this way. If you're going to the Torah, it's out. No kunsin. But Meili says, but Yaakov Avinu before it was given, then it's mutter. Meili says,
I was saying, basically,
I mean,
the
reasoning
is just that even in Yaakov Avinu, there is so much Yisrael, there is Yisrael HaHakel.
The what?
The devils are so much Yisrael, there is Yisrael HaHakel. So it's like, how can you. Do you get the kulas, but not the mitzvah of Asa?
Okay, first of all, the pashas is that it's. But again, there's no tzibur. They want mitzvah. I don't know what you want. They're not mitzvah.
They're not Yisrael HaKel.
But they're not mitzvah. There's no tzibur. Zichah and mitzvah. They're not mitzvah. Even if they are Yisrael HaKel, they're Hashem Yisrael. But they're not mitzvah. They're not mitzvah. There's no tzibur. Mitzvah, there's no tzibur. They get tired. There's no tzibur.
They still put out the mitzvah of the Torah?
What?
They still put out the mitzvah of the daily moments of the Torah? As in, we said that enough doesn't have the ability to give his power each night.
No. It's only once Torah says it. Before Torah says it, why not? It's only once Torah says you can't do it. But if Torah didn't say it, then I could do it. It's not a Metzius, but it's a Lach Metzius. The Torah says it can't be done. Yeah. But before the Torah says it can't be done, then it could be done. It's not a Metzius. It's a Metzius that Torah creates. Tell, Kitzer.
The Dursus could be nearish them.
What?
The Dursus could be nearish them.
Why not? Okay. If before the Torah says that there's the parasha of Yerusha, why not? Why not? I don't know. Now, since before the Torah is given, so now Yaakov Avinu can play games, right? Now he has a problem with Reuven, like the pasuk of the Navi says, "B'chalal Tzuriyavim." He lost the Bechayra. Yaakov wants to punish Reuven, right? So after Matan Torah, you can't say, "Oh, I got in the fight with my oldest son. He was chustedik. Zeo, I'm writing him out. I'm writing him off. Writing him out of the Pishnayim." Yeah, you can't do that. Torah says, "Lo yichol bakir." But Before Matar, when you're doing it, can survive it. Then you can make whatever cheshbonis you want. Obviously, Akavinu wasn't just like, you know, he was mad at Reuven. Obviously, he held that he had to get annoyed. Obviously, it was an oizke cheshbon for real, business off, that this one has to be done. Yeah.
Don't we say that Hurkin, I think where Eliezer, when Hurkin's went to Yerushalayim to disown his own cousin, and Hurkin's was the Bechor, I mean, Eliezer, Hurkin's, I think, was the Bechor.
Why do you think so?
Because I think you're wrong with it.
The member name is Bechor? It says name is Bechor?
I thought it was one of the younger kids.
How can it be? I mean, it could be the Bechor. I mean, you're right, it can't be the Bechor. Because it says Michael Vacher.
No, maybe it just means it's like all or nothing. You see the Bechor or your turn to not exactly.
No, you can't. No, you can't write him. You can't write him out of you, if you will. There's no such thing.
They didn't do that to him.
Maybe he made an editor or something. I don't know. I said, what an editor. What does he want to do over there?
No, I think I remember you said that you're trying to convince Eliezer to, because
I know that, upset, but what was his plan? What was he going
to do?
How do you disown someone? Okay, so I have to know. You definitely can't disown a Bechor. Okay? Can't disown a Bechor. You're a Levakim. So that's our story. That's not my
story.
That's
a bad insane.
What?
Any time I'm a good friend, just let him say it.
Look, of course, how's it going to be? The only, you know, Bechor and Brush is Nafka with his Shimra. Okay? You can't disown, there's no such thing as disowning a child. Right, all the time you have to disown you, and it doesn't really work. Okay? Only b'yayim m'chiloi, when it's shchimra. Sad, but then she'll forget it every day. In fact, our Chaim HaKadosh, yeah? So if the whole idea was not to punish Reuven, so why did he give it to Yosef, not to Yehuda, the other brothers? Why did after Yosef? So he brings down Zohar Kaddish. Zohar says, he says like this, very interesting Zohar. He says, "B'shaita da'al l'gaba d'leya, kol ahil elya, ru'usim li b'yehav b'racha." The chosh d'racha I, right? When Yaakov married Leah, that whole night he thought he's living with Rachel. So Meila says the Zayir, Ahad Ufta La'asre, Becharte Ahadra Li Yosef. Says the Zayir, that since, you understand whatever all this means, but he's saying since Be'etzem, Yaakovinu thought that it was being Bayov Rachel, so Meila, so Be'etzem Kilu, the Bechor should be from Rachel, because that was the machshava that he had b'shas nebiyah. Memela, he says, even though Reuben wasn't even born from that, say it. I don't understand what the deep and yarn that are going on over here. Baka Parm says the Zohar Kaddish that now things are being fixed up. Things are going back where they're supposed to go back to it. So it wasn't just non-punishing. There was a second aspect of it. Now I know that the Bechor has to go back where it's supposed to go to. Now I know B'nai, the son of Rachel, not Leah.
What, wasn't Reuben born from that?
Kofi Reish is only? What? No, it says that Reuben was born from that from then? So then he has a question. So the Abizai, once you have the Svar of Desire, yeah, then the Bukhar had to go back, so why do you need the Chet? Why do you need the Chet? The Rabbi says, yeah, B'chalol is Yitzui Aviv, he lost the Bechaira, Reuven. If you tell him, according to the Zayah, the reason why he lost the Bechaira is because Batsim, Kilu, on some level, Yosef Batsim was supposed to be the Bechar. As in fact, Aruch HaMim Kod, there's up there, he explains that, as Rich said, whatever, he says that was Gairam Reuven. Yeah, the Bilbul, Yitzui Aviv, was good for because was Gufa because of the what happened originally by Yaakov and Leah and Rachel. That's what caused the bilbul then. He says that's what caused the bilbul now. Okay, right. Now, there's another question. And that is that we have a similar question also by Yishmael and Yitzchak. Right? They also, Avram, he took away the Nachla from Yishmael, he gave it all to Yitzchak. So over there, it's better. There was Mount Mizbari, there he was alive. It wasn't Yerusha. He just gave everything to Yitzchak M'chaim. So that he still have to worry about it. That your mom could cut you out. She gives M'chaim, then she could disown you. I mean, she can't disown you, you know, disinherit you, but she can, you know, there's a way to do a M'chaim. But okay, that also went out to Choshesh, that she can't do that either. You know, she was, you know, at best she threatened she could cut you out of her will, but not the... Now, so there's another issue of Stam Avaras Nachla, even when it doesn't relate to a Bukhar. The Gemara says, Haim Ish Plaini Yersheini V'mokim Sheish Bas. This comes up with Stam, which is, you know, very much Megeh Loch L'maisa, and people that want their Yerusha to be done the way they want it. You know, they feel that the Torah didn't do a good enough job in deciding who should get what. They think they'll do it better. And also, the Torah says the Torah does the Yerushim, they feel the Lord should the Yerushim, and all sorts of things like that. But, and therefore, the Sharal is, people make wills. It has to be done properly, otherwise Batsim doesn't work. You can't just not make a will. Halachically, the shaila has to be able to work. It's all shaila exactly how to make it work halachically. No. First of all, the simple answer is that's true. That's if the guy has, you know, he's got $1 million, he wants to give it to his kids. So fine, you can say shach and misasi when he writes the will. What about if he lives another 20 years, and the next 20 years he makes another $30 million, right? So how's he going to give those $30 million?
So it's split equally.
One second. So therefore, unless, you know, every day he's going to write another will, it's going to get kind of complicated. So therefore, just in short, I don't want to get stuck in this, but in short, the patent is that and he says he's mechayiv himself a huge amount of money. Now that he doesn't think he'll have a gain, $50 million, $100 million, depending on how wealthy he is, chatchila, you know, $1 million if he's got $1,000 in the bank, you know. So, and then he says that's him. He's being mechayiv himself that amount to the daughter, yeah, which is chal. But he says, if the boys behave themselves and they follow the dictates of the will, and daughter should get a certain amount of money he wants to give her, then he's mevatel his chayvus. So maybe they have to be idiots not to follow the will, because then they get nothing. Right? So that's the pedant. But anyway, the Gemara says, Ha'im erish plaini arsheini v'mokim sheish bas. Biti d'arsheini v'mokim sheish ben. V'mokim sheish ben. Lo yamakmo. Shehis namashkos v'tar. The guy says, right, that a bas should yarshin, that's going against the Torah, doesn't work. Mas mashkos v'tar. Rabbi Yochanan Merger says, as we mentioned before, that if it's on someone that's royal lirish, and the Rabbi Yochanan Breaker, b'yam achilas banam, it's dafka within the family, within those that are royal lirish, he could play a game and say who should get what. But he can't say that Pliny should get the Yerusha b'yam achilas banam. It's only when he's b'man achilas banam, he can decide how much each one should get and what they should get, right? Well, one should get all of it, but he can't be someone else. Okay. Now, so that's halacha. He can't go. Oh, Yerusha from the Irish, unless it's a manus bar. It's a manus bar. You could obviously, because then it's just a matana, right? Now, Now, Rechem Breika says that you could be master. So quickly, there's a shayla, and that's in the Rechem Breika, right? That's in Rechem Breika, right? What's the halacha? Can he change his mind? Right, the Shchimri said, okay, Yom Kishke this, Shvu Mishke this, Chulu Chulu. Then he wants to change his mind. Can he change his mind? So the Mechaik is Ksais and Nesivis. And the Chaira, the Yisrael and Mechaik is, Pashas is, what is the Ger Berech Mebraika? The Berech Mebraika says, you could be Manchel, the Yom and Chilas Bana, right? When he's a Shchimri, he could be Manchel. Right? Is the Pshat that he's making the kid of the Yairish? He has a kayak to decide. He's more of a Yerush than the other one. Or no, it's like Sam Matana Balma. So in other words, if you're making him into a Yerush, then he can't be Chayzer, he's a Yerush. Right? He's the whole Yerush, let's say. You want to cut someone out. Right? But if the Pshat is, it's Sam, that Berchin says, I have a schus to give it to him and not to him, okay, so I can change my mind also. Same way I have a schus to give it, I can say I don't want to give it, change my mind. But if the Pshat made him the Yairish, then he's already Yairish. Now, you could turn around and say, let's say he has two kids, right? No, Shal Bukhar, they're both not a Bukhar, right? He says he wants to give the uncle instead of Beryl. Then he decides, no, he wants to give the Beryl instead of the uncle, right? So, just like he was able to make Yankel Yairish and not Beryl, so Yankel the whole Yairish, he could turn around and now say Beryl should be the whole Yairish. But he can't be Chayzer. He could just do the same thing over again. He has a character to make Yankel, he can make Beryl Yairish. It has to be in the positive sense, not taking it back. There's another nafkin it might be, you got B'davah Shabalaylam. Oh, someone has B'davah Shabalaylam, right? Can you... Yerechem Breik work with Davish Abalayla. If the Pshat is you making him a Yairish, that you have a Kayach to make him a Yairish, you have a Chilis Bonim, you can make him a Yairish, even Davish Abalayla, he can be kind of. If the Pshat is that I have a Kayach to mock him, it's Abalayla not. Now, this halacha, that this halacha that we said, that you can't play around with Yerusha, right? Stamza, you can't say this one should Yairish, this one shouldn't Yairish, this one should get more, you can't do that, unless you do it in a lawful way. But Stamba, you can't just dictate who should get what. Right? You can't do that. The Gemara says, HaKaisa is the Chosel HaKheirim, Menich is Banav, Mash Asa Asai, Ainu Chamaich Imenu. Yeah? Now, this is talking about a case where you do Mechaim, let's say. Right? HaKaisa is going to Chosel HaKheirim in a way that it's not a problem, obviously, right? But still we say, the guy decided to give all his money to his friend, his chavrusa, his long-time chavrusa, he wants to give all his money to his chavrusa. So Gemara says, Ein rucham meichemenu. You leave your kids out in the cold, Ein rucham meichemenu. Again, there's no halachic problem over here, you're doing it in a way that's mutter. But saif to saif, you're cutting your kids out. That Ein rucham meichemenu. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if they're not Noi Kishura, then Zodai. And the Gemara is Masup, what are the Banan hold? So the Gemara comes out that if you're a Banan, Shulbar says, right? Shinana, like to have a bay avurech santa, afil mibra bisha, libra tava, kosh mibra librata. You shouldn't be Mavra Nachla. You should not be Mavra Nachla, even from a bad son to a good son. Even from a bad son to a good son. And Kolshkein from a son to a daughter. So now, the question is, so now a new question with Yaakov Avinu. How could Yaakov Avinu take away from Reuven and give it to Yosef? There's a problem of Havaras Nachla. So forget about Luchol Vakir. Yeah, the law of Luchol Vakir. But Chayr is a Din Rabbanon of Varas Nachla. You're not supposed to be Mavr Nachla, even from a Brabish to a Bratav.
We say that's for people in general, because they shouldn't trust the judgment.
What? something. According to the Dar Chaim HaKadosh, they did it, he has the Cheshbainis. Okay, so he has the Cheshbainis. And he's not subject to that halacha. But according to Eretz, the only teretz you have for Liyuch Levaker is because it wasn't Alpanei. Fine. So we dealt with Liyuch Levaker. It's not Alpanei. But there is another problem of being Marv Nachla, even from a Brah Bish to a Brah Tav. Right? The problem is it says you shouldn't, it's not, Chazal is saying it's not a proper thing to do. Even from a Brah Bish to a Brah Tav. Right, so you can't say, okay, Reuven did an avera. But even for Brah Bish, Reuven wasn't a bad person, right? It's even after that, it says that the pasuk says that Reuven Yaakov Shneim Asar. Reuven wasn't like was chucked out of the family because of that. He said there was some things, there was some avera that Reuven Yaakov. But saying even Brah Bish, the guy's mamish all life, still says you shouldn't be mamish nachlam. You shouldn't cut him out of your will. Koshkum, when your mother's threatening you, that your stomach did something wrong, to cut you out. That Zuchel Gemara says that. You're not supposed to be Ma'aman Achla. Right? I don't imagine you were that bad that, you know. I'm saying next time you know what to answer when she tries it on you. So over here, there's a whole discussion. The Paisim is Negeya Lacha Maisa. That if you leave over, you know, we say they can't be Maver Nachla, that's when you don't leave over anything. But somebody's going to say that if you leave over, that's Shaila how much, if you leave over a certain bit, a certain amount, that there will be the Yerusha, then you're not over in this halacha of being Maver Nachla. And this is the Gail halacha Paisim will talk about. That Marshal Ramosha was asked a shaila that a guy didn't have any children, so he wanted to give all his money in stock. Yeah, wanted a lot of money in stock. He didn't have children. He wanted to make a karen or something like that. At least he should have some. You know, so shaila was, but he's been ma'aman nachla. He did the word yarshim. He had a nephew. He had a brother. Whatever it is, he had yarshim. So shaila is. The shaila is there an etzah? Is there a problem with being maver nachla from his? It's not his kids, but it's still Yerusha, right? So based on the fact and the tzoris and tashbits that says if you leave over, it's not a problem. Then the shaila is how much to leave over. So tashbits tzoris says even dalat zuz. That's a much humble. His kids are
like,
what?
Why dalat zuz?
Where did that come from? I'm not sure. Why dalat? I'm not sure why Dalit. It comes from a Tajbit. So I'm not sure. He used to leave over Dalit, so it's been down from the Tajbit. Tajbit's Gimel and Kufim Zayin. I don't know Tajbit. So Maisha, though, says, Maisha says that he doesn't like with his four Zuz. What's the four Zuz? He says, Shadi is asking me something significant. Ask me something significant that you're letting the regular parish of Yusha take place. That's why even today when people write halachic will, right, they want to give to the doors, they want to give Salamushka what, but there's a certain amount of the Yerusha that in the will it said that you leave, then should go through the regular process of Yerusha. It's not to battle the parish of Yerusha, and then there's no problem with the doctor.
$200?
Well, whatever it is, whatever they write. Let's see the Dion. Oh, so Meir Zokri Maisha, Maisha says, Pstat Dal Zuz. There's nothing so different. Marisha says, again, is a Fibrais Ein Adayin. So Marisha says that you should leave a Chaimish. A fifth in a Chasim, you should leave for Yerusha. And the rest you could give, you can make a carrot, give it to Stock, give it to Karl, give it to Yeshiva, whatever it is you want to give. That the guy never told you, he wants to leave something behind.
Is there a mitzvah after Misa? Did you get a mitzvah after the Misa? What's the Indian?
That's a mitzvah
for
Mechayim.
He's giving before.
He's not giving.
It's a tzavah. No, it's not a tzavah. It has to be Matan Mechayim. He's not saying it's a tzavah. It has to be Mechayim. Say it. Okay.